Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, hello. This is my 400th show. And in like so divine fashion, I post my show notice that I'm going to do a live call-in show. And then Blog Talk Radio goes down. So I actually cannot see my switchboard, but it is getting better. I actually could call in. So I don't have show notes, but since it's my 400th show, I'm going to channel spirit, and I got a little lesson, and I think I'll pull some cards, and hopefully the switchboard will come back. So callers, if you are in the queue, I'm so sorry. I can't see you, and I can't even bring you on air, and I apologize for that. I am going to try to refresh now, just in case they got it worked out. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I am a psychic, a damn good psychic, a life coach and a healer here to help you create the life of your dreams, no matter what it is, whether it's an income goal, a career goal, a relationship goal, a life goal. I want to help you accomplish it. So check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and while you're there, take a look at my packages. That's one of the best ways and the most comprehensive way to get support from me one-on-one as you move through your journey towards reaching whatever goal you've set for yourself. And also while you're there, this is something new that I have added to the radio page. You can now donate to support the show. I had never considered that. I have always made, this will always continue to be free content. I love doing it, and I love teaching in this format, and I know that it is a blessing of and service to the community. But if you are inspired, if there is something that really touched you on this program and you want to show your support, I have added a donate button to the radio page on my website, and you can pick whatever amount you want and support the show. Now, where this came from, I just got into a whole other area of my life that I'm into outside of spirituality and personal development. Amazingly, I have another part of my life other than that. And I've been following some folks on YouTube and following their blogs. And one of the women I follow had a donate button and to support all of her content. And it was such enriching content and so transformative for me that I was like, yes, I am so supporting this. And I'm like, I bet there are people that have that reaction to my work. And so I want to give you a space where if you've heard something that you that touched you, that really moved you in the direction of your dreams, that shifted something in you, that gave you that aha, you can definitely support the show on my page. And yeah, I still can't see the switchboard. I am going to, because I logged in early, and right before it went down, I knew there were some callers in the queue. So I'm actually going to pull some cards for them. For everybody, and tune into that energy in the same way that I tune into the energy of my Seeker Circle community. So if you were a caller that was planning to get on air, I'm gonna pull some cards. But before I do that, the way I wanted to start the show in celebration of this 400th show and also in honor of 2016 being a universal 9-year in numerology, I want to do a meditation where we can do some forgiveness. This is a time and a year of letting go of the past so we can step into our greatness. And so if you'll, no matter what time and space you're listening, just get a little relaxed. I don't even know if this is broadcasting, but we're going to go for it. And just feel your body relax. Take a nice, big, cleansing breath. And Now we're going to call forward all of your guides, spirit, the divine, every heavenly being supporting us, supporting this program, supporting humanity. Ask that they are here with us in this space. Take another deep breath. And in your mind's eye, in your being, in your knowing, in your truth, connect to your intuition. And ask in this moment for your intuition to show you, to reveal anything that you need to forgive, release, or let go. Allow that to come forward. No matter what it is, even if it seems unrelated, allow it to come forward. Take another deep breath. And now in this moment, whatever has come forward, I would like you to say out loud, I am willing to forgive. And in this space, we call forward the angels to lift any lower negative energy from you, anything that this experience has created, a block or a barrier between you and your desired life. That energy is now being diffused for your highest and greatest good. And take another deep breath. And it's okay to forgive. It's okay to let go. It's okay to release anything and everything that is no longer working for you. You deserve to live in the greatness of who you are and the greatness of who you came to this planet to be. Take another deep breath. And know that through forgiveness, there is freedom. And you, my love, deserve to be free. And one more deep, deep breath. Now hold out your hands. I don't care where you are, hold out your hands. Spirit, we are here. We are here to be of service. We are here to be of love. And we are here to be of light. Now in this moment, we release, forgive, and let go of anything that is keeping us from living in our divine truth. We release this now for our highest and greatest good. We are now free. And so it is. And one more deep breath. Yeah. This is the year of forgiving. This is the year of letting go. And the only thing that stands between you and what you want, yeah, that's the train. That's my hallelujah to that, is whatever we're holding on to. So I say from now until the end of the year, make it a ritual once a day, once a week, once a month to check in with yourself and say, what needs to be forgiven? What do I need to release? What do I need to let go of? And you will see a beautiful and amazing shift in your life. You will feel the vibrancy of your being return. You will feel an aliveness that is so magnetic and so powerful, drawing you to whatever it is that you desire. Okay, I'm going to refresh this again just in case the studio is back and maybe I can take some calls. And let's go ahead. Nope, it's not coming back. So if you were a caller or you were thinking of calling, I'm going to turn some cards over. And this reading, as I tune into the energy of all those who thought they would call or wanted to call or wish they could have called, this reading is for you. And know that it doesn't matter what time and space you're listening. Spirit is timeless. And I can tune in to your energy no matter what. Okay. I'm going to do a 4-card spread here. If you follow me on Instagram, the first card, the theme card, or the card in position one, is one that I posted there from a personal reading I did for myself. I'm going to have a sip of tea here. So the theme for us all right now, tuning into this message, is have faith. Your prayers are being manifested. Remain positive and follow the guidance you receive. So trust that Spirit is on your side. Your dreams and desires and everything you're seeking, the relationship issue you keep having, the financial struggle, it just seems like it just keeps showing up, and you're praying about it, and you're praying about it, and you're trying to do new things, and you know a breakthrough is coming, but you haven't seen the manifestation of that yet. I feel it, my love. I feel it. And this card has come to you to say, have faith. Your prayers are being manifested. And hold a place of positive expectation and trust your intuition and do whatever needs to be done. You got to take action. Faith without works is dead. And so a part of faith and an exercise of your faith is your ability to move in the direction of your dreams. It's the practical steps. So be willing to do that. So that is the theme. Now, what's blocking us from having faith? What's blocking us from having what we want? That's the second card. Oh, God. This is from the Mermaid deck. It was my gift card to my clients for the summer. And, I mean, this deck is fantastic. So the block right now is watch your thoughts. It's important to only think about what you desire and not your fear. Fear and our constant circling of that fear in our mind, oh, it's not going to happen for me. And then we act out according to that. We don't take action because of the fear. So this card has come for us to say, you got to let that go. A part of really having faith is knowing that you can't engage the fear. The fear is always going to be there. Let's be real. It's always going to be there. It's always going to be in the corner. But it's our perception of that fear is what dictates the power that it has in our life. Your fear is teeny, 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 tiny compared to the greatness of God. And so keep it in perspective. It might be nagging you, but you keep moving in the direction of your dreams. So the block right now is fear and getting caught up in the fear surrounding our desires being manifested. So again, I will recite this to you. The block right now is fear, and the message of this card, it's important to only think about what you desire and not what you fear. And you're probably saying, oh, Amy, how do I do that? What do I do? I've got some tips for you. But the second card says empowerment. The third card, and that's the advice card, the card to help you heal the block, is empowerment. You're more than powerful than you realize. It's safe for you to be powerful. So one of the things my husband and I are doing as a couple to step into our power and to stay grounded in our power and not overcome with fear is it's very simple, very, very simple. What do I want? Moment by moment, what do I want? And we did it yesterday, and things just were like butter after we did it, just smooth sailing. And then we did it this morning. What do you want? And we give each other space to share what we want. Okay, I get it. You may not have a partner in your life. Do it with God. Do it with the angels. Just as powerful. They hear you. They hear you. What do I want? What do I want right now? And be really specific and speak affirmatively. Things that can actually happen as opposed to, I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to be broke. That's not stating what you want. I want to feel prosperous. I want to pay my bills on time. I want to have a great Friday night with my friends. I want to get an A on this exam. I want to enjoy my home more. I want to make this transition effortless and easily. I want a new job. I want to feel appreciated in my relationship. I want to feel appreciated at work. State very clearly what it is that you want. That is a place that's standing in your power to co-create your reality. It's saying, I believe. Or going back to our theme card, which is have faith. I believe. And so if you believe, be willing to be in that belief and state to the universe what it is that you want. Know that you are more than powerful, more than powerful. You are way more powerful than you know. And it's safe. It is safe. It is safe. And then the last card, the fourth card, is always the predictive card, like what is the future hold? So positive energy. What a beautiful card. Surround yourself. You're going to be surrounded with immense positive energy. And the negativity that you thought was looming in the background, that's going to be gone. You are going to feel a surge of joy, a surge of peace. You're going to see things just miraculously work out for you. You're like, oh, my gosh, that was so easy. Oh, I was avoiding that, and that worked out all by itself almost. It's that wonderful. So you are going to get a surge of positive energy in your life. You're going to see that everything that you are concerned about, everything that you are worried about, things that you've been praying about are going to just work out miraculously. Now is the time. So get excited about all the good that is coming into your life, knowing that you are worthy of it, knowing that you deserve it, knowing that it's on its way, that Spirit has heard you, that all this stuff is actually real and really does work. And trust and have faith, going back to our theme, that God is on your side. And all you have to do is put one foot in front of the other. You don't need to reinvent your wheel. You just need to be who you are. And you need to, instead of engaging the fear, instead of engaging the negative side of life, you're going to choose the positive, and you're going to choose what's right, and you're going to choose your truth, and you are going to go with what feels good to you. And doing so, that act of faith, all those acts of faith, it will be returned to you in abundance, tenfold, hundredfold, 300th-fold, 400th-fold. Can we say amen, amen, amen? And so it is. I think that's my 400th show here. Thank you. I want to take a minute and just be in gratitude. Thank you for listening. I started this in 2010, July 2010, and all I knew was that I was being called to be of service, and I didn't know what that looked like, and I knew that I was a fantastic intuitive, didn't know how to use it for other people, knew how to use it for myself, and all I knew to do was to load a show. And I set the date on my calendar, and I was scared, and I didn't know if I was going to do it right. And I just went for it. And God has been with me every step of the way. And I started working one-on-one with people full-time at the end of 2011. So for those of you who are looking to start a business, it does take a little time to go full-time. And again, I was scared. I did not know what to do. I think I was charging like $30 for a 30-minute session. And again, I put one foot in front of the other. I was single at the time. Matt and I were together, but I was fully supporting my own life instead of sharing expenses now. And I made it. And every session I've done, every call I've taken on this program, every lesson that I have taught has come from the most sincerest part in my heart. I have looked some of the biggest fears I have ever experienced in my life in the eye and kept moving forward. And 400 shows is not only a testament to my resilience, but also a testament to all those that listen. And so thank you for listening. I see, you know, I see the little ticker of every listen that I get on a show, and who knows if it's really reported accurately, but I trust and have faith. And I love hearing that you've heard a show and that something touched you. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for this program has been the foundation of my business, and I will continue to do it for as long as I am able. I don't care where I grow and what I do. I could be a New York Times bestseller, and I will show up on this podcast every week because that's what I've been called to do, and I am so grateful. And I love all of you, and I pray that your life is as you dream, or at least moving in the direction of your dreams. And if you are listening to this, and maybe this is your first time, and you're feeling maybe a little broken and a little lost, I promise you that there is nothing that you cannot do. All you have to do is focus on the desire. Really, really, really focus on whatever it is that you want. And that takes some time, especially if you're kind of bruised and battered right now. Give yourself some time to get clear about what it is that you want. Make a list of that, whatever it is, and then go within. Your intuition is always firing. You may not be me on the intuitive front, but y'all got intuition. And have a conversation with Spirit and say, show me, Spirit, what's next for me. Show me what you need for me to do. And then do it. If Spirit says go down there and apply for that job, do it. Even if it doesn't make any sense to you, just do it. If Spirit says pick up the phone and call so-and-so, do it. And then the blessings will start to show up incrementally. And it's not perfection, and you will have to release some limiting beliefs and do some forgiveness work and some releasing work. But before you know it, you will have everything that you want. So thank you. Thank you for listening to this program for however long you've been listening. And here is to another frickin' 400 shows. Let's get to 800 together. And I am so grateful for this technology, and I am so grateful for the internet, and I cannot say this enough. I am so grateful for you for listening. You are a light. You've come to the planet to shine, and I will do everything in my power to help you with that. So feel free to reach out to me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself.